I'm Trevor Mealham. I'm in Bristol because we've got a large collection of victims of bank fraud. I've got a team around me we've got one of the top banking professors, Professor Nigel Harper. We've got audit specialists. We've got a secret police lawyer who prosecutes police officers. We have also been working with Anthony Stansfield. We've got two other bankers on board. We're in touch with other experts on fraud, etc. We've got quite a good team. There's 7-8 good people. We've got barristers and people like that.
Okay, this fraud, roughly how many cases and what are we talking about in total financially?
Financially, one of the claims we've got has actually got a rubber stamp on it now from a Master Fontaine in the High Court of $25 billion. I can show you that. We've got the rubber stamp from the High Court. We've got other cases, if you take it collectively, probably about £1 billion. There's another victim that's alleged to have lost about...
What in total?
Well, who knows? There could be 1,000 victims. This goes back 3 decades. And you've had people like Sue Mount Stevens covering it up and John Smith, you know, anybody...
He's a deputy police and crime commissioner who's actually standing again as an independent.
Well... Some would say that. I don't think he's that independent. I think there's other people that he's covering bits up for.
Now, I know you've spoken to both the Labour and the Conservative candidates for Police and Crime Commissioner. Do you think there's anything to choose between them? Are either of them actually going to, prosecute? Or urge prosecution? They can't themselves prosecute, but they can certainly do what they can to make sure the police prosecute crime.
Well, they hold Police Crime Commissioner holds to account the Chief Constable. And it's obviously up to the Chief Constable to make sure their police are effective and in order, unlike Andy Marsh, or we believe the prior police chief.
Okay, that's Nick Gargan. And also we had Colin Port before that. But
Colin Port I don't know a lot about, but I've got letters there where people are writing to people, senior positions in fraud in Avon Somerset Police, and they are asking them to go along with let's say everything is okay, and we've got letters there that then follow up and respond to say yes, it's okay, and also Nick Gargan supports it as well. So the trouble is, if you've got a bent police force, then victims are going to get hurt.
And it's not necessarily a force, is it? Often it's the chief constable. You only need one person.
Well, I agree with you. It's a police farce. You know, Avon Somerset have got a police farce. And it takes more than one person. You've got, if you look at your economic crime team, and it's the same with some of the others. I mean, one of the very big UK auditors in the top four, they've got a head of global fraud, and I think he was head of global fraud because there's audit fraud in this.
Now, we heard from Rowan Bosworth Davis. He's a former Scotland Yard Fraud Squad officer a few years ago. He's now actually teaching, I think, at one of the London schools of journalism or somewhere in London. Rowan talked about knocking bankers' doors down at 3 a.m. with sledgehammers back early 1990s, something called the Blue Arrow case, where they literally cherry-picked a case where they knew that some of these people were the most blue-blood bankers in the city, and they knew that if they could take them down in a case, then that would send a very clear message to other bankers in the City of London that there would be an end to these fraudulent practices. Now, what happened with that case is that there were suspended sentences eventually given to people, and then on the Court of Appeal, they were overturned, and even those suspended sentences were forgiven. So the bankers really were... at that point, decided that then they could go ahead and do fraud because they knew that even in a most obvious case like the Blue Arrow case, that there weren't going to be any prosecutions.
What you need, Tony, you need ingredients. So you need to cover the regulation of financial services. You need to cover the regulation of legal services, which obviously City of London, the Square Mile, it's run under legalese. It should be run under common law. And you've then got financial services, audit, legal services, And then the other thing that you need it when people say to police, I believe that I'm a victim of fraud, you need the police to cover up.
Now, you've said that the Avon and Somerset saying there is no fraud. You're saying there is fraud. So, I mean, who's going to arbitrate there? How do you know that you're right and they're wrong?
What I've got here tonight, Tony, I've got nearly 2,000 pages of victims' evidence. And I was a senior industry stakeholder advisor on the third, fourth money laundering directives to NTCAT, National Trading Standards for State Agents, HMRC Treasury. So I know what fraud is. I'm also a victim of fraud.
What about law lords? Are any of them have made judgments?
So there have been three law lords, as you know, two of our victims' cases. There's a Mrs. Woods and there's a Miles Pengelly. Miles is quite verbal on Twitter, which you can see. They took their cases to Avon Somerset Police Farce, and I would call it farce on purpose. And what they were told by the police was, we can't see anything. I guess you've got to open your eyes to see it. And then it was taken to Mrs. Mount Stevens. And then she said, I can't see anything. I think she's different. She did have her eyes open, but she's covered it up. You've also got to look at Hargreaves Lansdown, where Mrs. Mount Stevens' husband was very senior and then become chair. And Hargreaves Lansdown are one of the biggest Lloyd's shareholders. And they, you know, when I say that, they hold, I think it was £500 million worth of shares nearly for victims. And, you know, when we raised this very shortly after, Sue Mount Stevens' husband left there. We've also raised this at other police crime panels, including the Kent one. And we raised this with the chairman of the police crime panel. We raised it with the leader of Kent County Council, Paul Carter. And we said, look, you need to look into this because there's big funds. You've got a police farce in Kent run by Matthew Scott, or overseen, how to account or not, by Matthew Scott. And we raised the fact that there was problems there with Mount Stevens, her husband, Hargreaves Lansdown. They did nothing. I spoke to Paul Carter in the canteen in county County Hall. They did nothing about it. Now, he then appeared in the paper apologising when the Woodford Investment Fund went down for $263 million. I'm sorry, apology is not good enough. He should lose his home, as many of the victims do.
Okay, but we've got a mayor here in Bristol. I haven't heard him saying anything about these fraud. I mean, he's a Labour mayor. He's supposed to stick up for maybe the middle classes, the lower classes, the working classes, rather than be supporting white-collar crime. But he hasn't said anything about this.
I mean, all I can say is that I have recently, we've had some of our victims write to the mayor here, and raising concerns. I was copied in and I followed in to say that we've got all these Lloyd's victims. And one thing of real concern, December last year, the mayor here, Mr. Marvin Rees, went into business partnership with Plimsoll Productions. And if you look at Plimsoll Productions, their investors, big investors, are LDC, Lloyd's Development Capital. I've got cases here where Lloyd's Development Capital have baited people into finance. They've then pulled the rug. One was Premier Car Auctions, and that was a very healthy business, very intelligent owner of the business. And that has then gone down. The mayor here is fully aware of that, and I've said to him, shouldn't you resign?
So where do you think this is all heading in, if we get a police and crime commissioner? Because this is really, with these elections, there is a chance potentially to do something about this by getting a new commissioner.
So where it's going to head is that people will go to jail. So I will not stop. I've got good people around me. People will go to jail. It comes under the 2006 Fraud Act. It comes under the 1968 Theft Act, some of the earlier cases. When I spoke to Kerry Barker, Kerry is the Labour candidate for Police Crime Commissioner. And when I showed Kerry, I also pointed out bait and switch, one of the banned practices. And the 2008 Consumer Act. And Kerry said, we've also got conspiracy to defraud there. Kerry was a criminal barrister. And I've said, what are you going to do if you get in? And he said he does want a clean sweep.
Yeah, you've seen both of the Labour and the Conservative Police and Crime Commissioners today. Were you impressed more by one than the other? Have you got any recommendations?
They have both got qualities. I'm edging my bet, so I'm, 50-50, whichever. And to be honest, both of them spoke about the other very respectfully. Mark has got a military background. He's worked with police forces around the world. He wants a clean sweep. He is in close contact with Anthony Stansfield. Our group works very close with Anthony Stansfield.
He's the Police and Crime Commissioner for Oxford Thames Valley.
He is, but he's also the English and Welsh most senior police crime commissioner with portfolio on fraud.
But he's had enough. He's standing down.
Anthony is mid-70s. He hasn't had enough. And I think, if anything, the establishment that blocks people. What you've got to understand is, you've got bits like common purpose and that. And there is a wall. And this wall, when victims say we get stonewalled, we hit a block wall, you'll find that when you actually look at the blocks, the FCA, the FOS, the FSA that it was, when you look at all these regulators, and you start looking at who's on their boards, when you look at FOS, now one of Lloyd's main lawyers is Eversheds. We call them Ever something else. However, when you look at their chairman, he sits on the board of FOS. You've got people on FOS. Baroness Zahida Manzor, she's a very senior common purpose. She also, she was on various law society bits and so on. But you've also got these people, and they sit on something like the FRC, the Financial Reporting Council. So even when it goes ahead, if you go back to the 2008 banking crisis, the Alistair Darling should really be there for the people, but he encouraged the setting up with the chairman of the FSA, Hector Sanks. I've got the letter here. 3rd of July 2008, and he is encouraging this new forum for the City of London to take control of audit, financial services and legal services. Now, this then controls those with regulators and so on. They create quangos. And when Joe Public goes to them, they get told, oh, no, there's nothing there.
What's the motive to take these companies down?
So a lot of people would think money. I think it's power. If you control the debt, then you control matters,
Taking over markets, taking out competition?
Well, you've got to ask why they're doing it. Also a lot of these things, they're in with what appear as competitors, but really they're often on the same side. It's like with common purpose. Common purpose has faded out more now and big society come in. And that's a great way to launder money. That's David Cameron again. We've got an awful lot of info on Mr. Cameron. But it also ties in with the asset protection scheme. And the four banks, the Merlin banks that got bailed out with public money, done on bits of paper, Bank of England notes.
How do people follow the case, Trevor? What's the best place to go?
Well, the fact is we release what we want to. And to be honest, we work a lot in the shadows. There's a lot of poor victims out there that would say, I'm a victim and this and that. And they're crying out, hoping people would do something. What we've done is I've got a very good team around me of people that are untouchable, if you like. And we've gathered the victim's evidence. I could have probably gone to Lloyd's before Christmas and probably said, look, I've got all this, but I won't do it to the victims. So they can't buy us out. They're going to have to settle this.
Out of court or in the court?
Well, the government needs to settle it, but equally down here in Bristol. What Lloyd's have been doing, they've had 10 BSU units around the UK. They will tempt people in.
This is the business support unit?
Business support unit. They will pull the rug on people, and then people will end up at BSU here. When people then go to the police here, the police is being run by people that are covering up the frauds, like Mount Stevens, like Andy Marsh. If they want to take me to court, please do, because we've got loads of evidence here.
What you're saying really is, this is a lot of this is about police forces. So the idea of Lloyds can shuffle these accounts around to a place where they think they've got a police force which isn't going to touch them.
Why have to buy off loads of police forces when you can take people to the police force that, you know, I don't know what the deal is. I'd love to say they're brought off or whatever. I don't know why they're doing it. Maybe they're sadistic or something. But the thing is, what they know is, bring it down here. You've got a mayor that won't do anything. Bring it down here. You've got a police crime commissioner that's probably got her victims' emails, probably all standard. We can't see anything wrong. Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Mount Stevens, open your eyes.
What's your website, anyway, where people can follow this? Or if know of other victims that they can get in touch?
We have Action for Justice, which are numerical four. So you've got www.actionforjustice.co.uk. Sometimes the website is up, sometimes not. We get an awful lot of hacks on the website. But it doesn't stop what we're really doing. We're working more in the shadows. You know, some of our victims get computers hacked, emails hacked and so on, but it doesn't stop us. We've got an ex-CID officer. We've got, you know, police lawyers. We've got a lot of good people in the establishment that are just fed up with it. So we badger away, we work at this, and we are breaking it.
Trevor Mealham, thanks very much.
Thanks, Tony.